Eddie Murphy's an independent telecoms analyst for Priory Consulting. Generally speaking, prices for telecoms for domestic customers, what are the trends?
Well, the trends have been downward for a very long time, and one of the reasons that I'm slightly sceptical that this particular move by Ofcom is going to cause a price war is because I think margins are fairly tight for all operators. So I don't think there's an awful lot of room for a price war to make a big difference. And, of course, it's only affecting one player in the market and even then only the bundles that they can offer.
I suppose the question is how badly BT want to take customers away from its competitors and, as you say, how much profit margin's left to cut?
Yeah, I mean, BT is not going to go into a situation where it's going to start discounting to the extent that it's going to start losing money on its connections. And the profit margins at this stage are not very high indeed, so I don't see an awful lot of room for a price war.
The confusing nature of the way these different services are marketed, is that likely to change?
I would have thought, if anything, allowing another competitor to introduce more bundles would probably increase the confusion. It is a complicated issue, and you do really have to look very carefully at the small print of what you're getting. It does make comparison between different offers quite difficult.
Stuart McIntosh from Ofcom, you've made another change to the rules today. There's a new legally binding code to prevent mobile contract mis-selling.
That's correct, yes.
There was already a voluntary code, so that didn't work then?
Well, we didn't think it did. I mean, about 2 years ago, there was a very, very sharp increase in the number of complaints that we were seeing and that the mobile companies themselves were seeing in respect of mis-selling, and specifically on cashback schemes. Now, the industry implemented a voluntary code in 2007. I think it was in July of that year. And we didn't really see it addressing the problem as effectively and as aggressively as we felt was appropriate. And we certainly were still seeing large numbers of complaints coming to us. So last year, we stated in March last year that we proposed to introduce new mandatory rules. And the announcement that went out this morning basically brings those rules into effect. And what they mean is that mobile network operators will be required not to mis-sell to their mobile phone services to consumers to make sure that those consumers get the information they need at the point where they're making the decision so that they can make an informed choice, and to make sure that the terms and conditions that relate to things like cashback schemes are clearly understood by consumers before they enter into contracts. And these provisions are backed up with real teeth, in the sense that if we find that a company has been engaged in mis-selling, we will have the power under these new rules to fine companies up to 10% of their relevant turnover. Just to reassure people, however, what I would say is that while we still feel there is some way to go, over this past year or so, we have seen within Ofcom a significant reduction in the number of complaints coming to us regarding mis-selling and cashback schemes and other things like that. So it has fallen, but in our view, not sufficiently.
Just a quick example then of a typical case?
Well, one might be where a customer, for example, has already got a 12-month contract and they decide that they are going to roll over that contract, and it's perhaps not made clear to them that the new term is 18 months, not 12.
Stuart McIntosh from Ofcom. Eddie Murphy, thank you both.
Thank you.